recorder ready?
Yep, we're good.
And you're cutting and burning it. And I told him to bring it out.
Okay, we'll call our meeting to order. Our opening prayer. I don't see Reverend Womack's not here yet. I don't know if he's just running late. So I guess we'll open without him. If everybody will stand and pledge allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Okay, I'll make a motion to dispense with the reading of the minutes.
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
And Ralph?
Yes.
We don't have any minutes to be approved, so we'll go on to our resolutions. John?
Let's read this without one. Resolution 1764, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves payrolls, approve bills in the amount of $109,493.36 and payroll in the amount of $86,317.65 for a grand total of $195,811.01.
I'll second them.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
And Ralph?
Yes.
We'll just go ahead and do all these others. Got the first one. I make a motion to pass Resolution 17068.
I need a second.
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
And Ralph?
Yes.
If anybody's got, you got the back of your, all your resolutions are on the back of the agenda. I make a motion to pass Resolution 17069.
Oh, I need a second.
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
And Ralph?
Yes.
I make a motion to pass Resolution 17070.
Need a second?
I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Make a motion to pass Resolution 17071.
Second?
I hate to, but yes.
Okay. John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
I'll make a motion to pass Resolution 17072.
Need a second?
I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
And Ralph?
Yes.
Make a motion to pass Resolution 17073.
I need a second?
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
And Ralph?
Yes.
Make a motion to pass Resolution 17074.
Need a second?
I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Make a motion to pass Resolution 17075.
Need a second?
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
And Ralph?
Yes.
I'll make a motion to pass Resolution 17076.
Need a second?
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Okay, we're up down to fire department. Chief Welch.
Podium's gone.
That's okay. It's in the shawl.
Oh, okay. What exactly happened?
He's not asking for a new computer.
Oh, wait. Do we want to? Well, come on in. You're good.
Started yet?
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and
let him.
There's always time for prayer.
And we've got a good card anyhow. You're going to give him his card tonight? Okay. Sit down.
Sit down.
I apologize. I'm running late. Everything's running kind of crazy right now.
That's okay.
You're just getting a little old.
Well, you're getting old. When you get old like that, we understand.
I just lost track of time.
And your memory goes also as you get
old. What was that? I can't remember. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. The kind of a little thing here is Reverend Womack's birthday.
It is my birthday.
Oh,
you're kidding me. You guys got the cars?
you see, it just everything, he got older today, he slowed down, his memory, everything.
No, that shit's like, it's one of those things, it's like the day just went, I mean, the day's been going crazy. I was at the Young at Heart, and I rolled in late there, and I'm in the morning, started early, and it just hasn't quit. Yeah, it's like, man, thank you. Should I open this now?
Yeah, go ahead.
You guys were awesome.
How old are you anyway?
I am 55. I'm a youngster.
I think, don't lose the money, I think there's a couple of $500 bills.
Amen.
Never trust God.
Thank you so much, guys.
He's a jokester.
This is a great township.
Yeah.
I called Chief to let him know, hey, look, man, tell those guys I'm on my way. He goes, well, I'm not even there.
That's right. He's not here either. That's right. So we'll let you open them.
I would be honored to open in prayer. Can I do that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for how good you are to us. And Lord, you... we pray for our country right now. It just seems like there's so much fraction, division, and not only in our country, but Father, also within our state, with our community, and Lord, I know that's where Chief is right now, at CPD with the demonstrations being there. And so, Lord, we just pray for calmness and unity. But Father, right here, how amazing this township is, and it seems like there's so many just really, really positive things happening here. Yeah, there are the negative, but I believe, Father, the positives are outweighing them. So, Lord, I pray now tonight that you would bring unity here to this meeting, bring clarity, and may your Holy Spirit bring discernment as we make decisions. Watch over our first responders, be with the police and fire and the city crews. And Father, also we pray for your blessings upon our armed forces as they watch over this great nation. So, Lord, bless our time now. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. What a great year.
Thank you, sir. Happy birthday.
Thank you, sir. I'll walk up that way.
Happy birthday.
No, you don't have to do that.
Happy birthday.
Yes, sir.
I can imagine other people thinking the same thing.
Everyone's been singing it. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you, young lady. I hear you got some help.
I did.
Yeah. Amen. I wasn't talking psychological.
I know.
If you give us money, we'd have got you a cake.
Yeah.
At 55, I'm trying to cut back.
You gotta get it out there to see it then.
Yeah, pardon me?
You gotta get it out there to see it.
Yeah, there you go. You get it. Yeah. So everything's good? What's on the agenda tonight?
Light again.
Oh, I'm leaving, man.
Very light again.
I'll take one from up there.
Okay.
All right. Listen, you know what, though? What a great community. I saw John on the news last month, wasn't it? Remember, we were talking about those houses? There's some positive things happening.
Yes,
and
sir.
Really, through communication, last meeting, I thought it was going to get a little elevated, you know? But you know what? It all works out, you know? And we do. I just wanted to brag on just our township. It's an awesome township.
Well, this will kind of get you the one of the big complaints last week. The person, his son got...
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah, I did.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The ones that are complaining usually are the ones...
You're going to have it. And it's like your church work is that way too, you know? You're going to have your positives and negatives, but we have a good township. We really do. We got a great city. It's good stuff.
And we got Juanita back. She's been sick.
Yep.
Juanita's back.
Juanita's been out sick. Juanita's back.
I've already kind of dropped a couple things about National Night Out. Now, you know, we're going to keep that thing. I don't know how much you're going to be able to.
You don't have enough time.
This year or not. We're doing it, okay? We're going to do it. And we thought about getting like the aerial ladder on a fire truck. And just put you in that.
It's all about you.
You should have given me.
No. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
You guys have a good evening. And
you have a good birthday.
You too. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I'm
trying to get home. And
right. We appreciate you.
Actually, here's the beautiful thing. They want to go out to dinner.
We appreciate you taking your time out to come here.
No, you guys are a blessing.
Thank you.
Hey, Pastor.
Thank you.
Pastor. You know, you said that they're waiting for you so they can take him out to dinner. Who's going to pay?
Yeah, me.
You remember, never leave home without your American Express card.
Yeah,
well,
I need yours.
No, no, you're the American Express card. You're the American Express card.
Yeah, I am it. I am it. You guys, thank you, and need anything, let me know.
We'll do it.
See you. Thank
you
so
too.
We'll
thank you.
Bye-bye.
We'll say, well, before Chief gets up, Fire Chief, or Police Chief Byron Smith is up at the march up on Hague Avenue. They do have a medic up there also, so Chief probably will not be here tonight. So, Chief Welch.
I don't have, oh, there's a protest going on for Black Lives Matter, I believe.
Oh, for what?
So they, Black Lives Matter, so they marched down the township.
The mayor's giving his State of the City speech up there at the
Police Academy. The Police Academy up there.
Did you have anything?
Fisher. I don't, I just needed an FMLA request.
FMLA leave?
Yeah, it's already, you guys are
they marched down El Paso, Hague,
anybody,
and my phone
okay.
In.
Anybody got any questions for the police, or, well, Fire Chief?
Okay,
you're done. Road Department. Road Department, Jim Stevens.
I've only got about five things.
They're so fast.
I don't have anything.
You done?
The only thing I really have is just a little bit of an update. We pretty much are finished up now with all three houses, the actual teardown.
Right, three houses.
The house at the corner of Plank and Plainside.
Plainview.
Or Plainview, I'm sorry. Plank and Plainview. I was thinking Brookside.
I know.
Plainview. Okay. The dozer was dropped off today. We've already started doing the reclaiming on that, leveling out the dirt. If you drive by it now, as Robin has, it does not look the same at all. So with this wet, with the rain we've got coming right now, I know it's going to back us up a little bit. You can't do much dozing when it's real wet.
Push the mud around.
But all three of them are down. All three houses are down, and we'll move on to the next one.
And we are working on others.
Yep. Everything went real well. Okay. The guys did a great job.
Thank you. You guys did do a good job. We appreciate it.
Yeah,
looking good.
One of the things I got to say, I commend you guys and your department is what it saved the taxpayers of this township by. The road department is one of those departments that are overlooked a lot. If you notice, we have levies for police and fire, but we don't have a levy for the road department. It saved the taxpayers a lot of money to have our own people on payroll to go ahead and tear that house down. So it was really beneficial to your department. My hat's off to you and your department for doing such a good job.
Yeah, if you'd probably the price would have probably been about double if we'd had to have a contractor do
it. If not more.
It was I think once we figured it out, it was almost triple.
Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah,
what it was going to be when we were having quotes on the houses. It was what we had.
So any questions for the road department?
Nope, we like them.
I'm glad.
Robin,
Robin does.
Jim, I just have to tell you, I am so grateful for everything you've done. I know the township board supported all of it, made it all happen. Melissa, kudos, outstanding. You are it.
Yes, I'm bringing her out. That
was a good
part.
Whatever you want to call yourself, you are it.
She's the one in charge.
Okay.
We still have an agreement. If I'm not mistaken, we still have an agreement on that one house up there or something about it in June. If he doesn't start rehabbing it, he's going to tear it down. Or
right.
We're going to tear it down.
The one across from you, Robin.
Yeah, the one across from you.
So
did
I believe
actually get to him or his attorney?
Yeah, it went to their attorneys.
Have they signed and returned? Or
I haven't seen a signed one, but as far as I know, everything's good.
Okay.
But as soon as I signed, sealed, and delivered, I'll let you know.
Sometimes the person of the most does some of the most work, you forget. So Melissa is one that has been working on that, and she's the one that made everything go. She's the engine that could, and then of course Jim and their crew are the ones that tore it down. But Melissa's really been instrumental in the township in being able to make things happen, do the paperwork, get things done, research, and etc. So this is the first time the township has ever been able to benefit from having someone that can go through those strings that need to be pulled and get things done. And so she's been a great resource and just instrumental to the township as a person that we have.
Okay. So there's no other questions for the Road Department will move to the Police Department. Like I mentioned, Chief Smith is not here.
I've got it all.
Pardon me?
I've got it all.
You're gonna go ahead and do his, Melissa will give his, stats for the month. And, we did have one, one of our police officers has resigned to go someplace else.
The monthly stats for January, 28 accident reports, 84 citations, 50 warnings, 66 reports, 707 dispatch runs, 282 pickup runs, 7,163 miles driven, 55 court cases, 42 auto impounds.
And also on those impounds, we now do get administration fees for that being done, for us handling that, where some of these were never thought of in the past, and that's helped go to the our police department to be able to fund the police department.
So at this point, none's been released and none's been...
Yeah, none's been released. Right.
Don't they do it after 30 days? Don't they go ahead and can they junk them, though?
They can, but then they have to do the paperwork. Paperwork right. comes to us, so it's a little over 30 days.
So they make sure that they get it done. Okay.
The dispatching fees for the county, you guys read those?
Yeah.
Are going to increase a little bit.
Our dispatching fees for the county, if nobody heard, our dispatching fees for the county is raised by 33 cents for every call. Now, that doesn't sound like much, but when you get 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 calls come in a year, that's a lot of money. So...
Police department still needs block watch members. Anybody interested, you can call the office, talk to myself or Byron.
For what?
Block watches.
Oh, block watches.
Yep. They're not hard as they sound to put together. We have a nice packet that you get, kind of lays it all out for you.
And signs go up in your neighborhood. They're paid for by the county sheriffs. Any leaflets that you pass out, the township can run those here. We can help you find a place to have a block watch if you don't have one in the neighborhood, if you can't find a place. You can have one here, so...
Meeting.
Our Black Watch meetings, so...
The police worked the Broadlawn area a little bit extra patrol this month. They did 9 traffic stops up there, 4 warnings, 3 impounds, and 8 citations. It looks like it was for a 2-week period up there in Broadlawn. Officer Matthew Kidwell is resigning as a part-time police officer. He's accepted a full-time position with Madison Township. His last day will be March 11th.
Very good officer. I hate to see him go, but we can't offer him full-time.
Any questions for the police chief that we can pass back to him?
He wanted to bring to your attention, he's looking at 12 tactical masks hats with shields.
We talked about that a little bit.
He said about 12 hats, about $25 a piece. And they're specific to each head size. So he would get everybody's head size.
We get them over to state.
Right.
Yes. Last time I was over there, I seen a bunch
we
of
just
them.
Just there.
But I brought them up to him.
Yep.
And then we talked about tonight if we need something and we have nothing. So it's one of the things you may not use it, you may never use it. But when it's available, you need it.
Right.
So I think we need to give him the okay to buy 12. How many does he need?
He said 12.
I think we should buy the 12 now at this point because, say, if the levy passes, hopefully it does, we will need that many.
When we need
but
13.
If we only get the 6 that we need now, that's fine. But the thing is, if you wait and have to buy the other 6, you will probably pay 5 to 6 times what you're paying now.
He said new, they're about $300.
Right.
And these are the ones we were looking, they're all in great shape. Too.
Right. So the thing is, I think we should buy all 12 of them. What do you need right now?
What's the per?
It's for protection. The
What
are they on for per piece?
I mean these.
$25 per hat, per face.
Should we, at that price, have a couple extras?
It's per your head size, so unless you...
Gotcha. Yeah,
they got to fit properly.
In case you have a fat head?
Right.
I'd say a dozen, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
or skinny.
And I'd like to say, if anything else is over there that he needs for this type of an incident,
okay.
My opinion is he goes ahead and buys it.
I can agree to that, because we're saving five times the amount.
Oh, 10 times the amount. If he's going to pay $25 and the $300,
you're right.
You're $12. Yeah, 12 times the amount more. Let's go ahead and.
So make the motion.
We can make the motion to do that. Let's make a motion to purchase.
Tactical equipment?
Twelve tactical equipment.
At $25 each.
Yeah. Hate to set that till we know for sure what price they're going to be over there. Because I've seen them guys over there set and say, well, we'll give you that for $25. And they may go back and they may say, well, it's $30 or
$20. Yeah, you know for sure it's $25, Jim.
Do I know the exact price? Right. No, but I think once we get over there, we can work them.
He said 23 something,
yeah.
But just wanted to say.
Let's just go ahead and buy the 12, because that's not going to be much. And even for
Liz. It's not going to be any absorbent amount, yeah.
Even for Liz, we're saving a lot of money, and it's something that's needed.
Okay.
Okay. I need a second on the motion.
You want to make that to not exceed $320?
I think just buy 12.
Okay. I didn't know if we needed a certain total.
Let's go with buying 12.
I'd second that.
Okay. And John?
Yes.
Don?
Yeah.
And Ralph?
Yes.
All right. That's it for the police department.
Any questions anybody wants to pass on to the police department? John, anything?
Still working on the sewers issue with the tap fees. I was brought to my attention that they got a Morsi grant to pay for that, which is a federal stimulus money. So the information they shared with me was not what I asked, so I'm continuing to still work with it. I did talk today with their attorney in regards to it and said, listen, we asked for information. You sent us a lot of information. It took me a long time to go through it. But it was like a smokescreen. It was not what I asked for. I want to see the packets of the grants that you applied for and you got. I want to see the language. And this is exactly what we're looking for. So when I talked to the attorney today, I also said that there's some new information out that there is. I've got to study it, but about mandates. Is it lawful to mandate someone to hook on? So I have to find out from our attorney if that new statute, the new law on that, can they force us to hook on if your septic system is working? So that's all I have at this time.
Okay.
Still working on it.
Yes, I'm pushing.
The only thing I need to remind everybody is our next meeting, we are moving it to Wednesday because there's a what's called Franklin County Township Association meeting that pretty much required because it's the Board of Health and County Engineers meeting in 2 weeks on a Thursday, so we're going to move our meeting until Wednesday night in 2 weeks. Pardon me? March the 9th.
Same time, Jim.
We'll be on March the 8th. Our meeting will be March the 8th. Our regular meeting is the 9th. We're going to change it till the 8th. Same time, everything else. I think some of you noticed me doing some of the resolutions. We're working on several more properties, letting COSI do some work on them. Then we're going to return the properties over to the township. That's about all I've got going right now. Ralph?
Yep. Spring cleanup day is April 29th, and I think we agreed on 9 to 12, Jim? Mm-hmm. Okay. And that will be tire roundup day as well. One other thing I might add here, too, Mr. Cook, if you don't mind. At the end of the year is when our trash contract runs out. And what I'd like to do is just ask everybody here, and that's here, if they're pretty well satisfied with local waste service. And if I could, maybe just get a little hand check on that. Is everybody pretty much satisfied with their service?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to talk to local here within the next couple of weeks, we decided, and try to get some views. The early talk about it there has been small increases. Now, I don't know how much that will be yet, but we'll have a little more. When do you think we're going to try to meet with them there, Don?
Huh?
When do you think we're going to try to meet with them within the next 30 days?
Well, we won't be meeting with the trash people.
Oh, okay.
We just need to meet ourselves to what we want out of the new contract.
Okay.
We need to get with our attorney, Pete Griggs, and have him look the contract over, rewrite it, or whatever needs to be done, and then it needs to be put out for bid.
Okay.
I'm not opposed to looking at when we put it out for bid. I think that local waste has done a good job. There's some things in there that they didn't do. For instance, continual pickup. Like if you have a neighbor that put trash out and they didn't pay their bill, they just don't pick it up. Some people, we don't even see it. But what I want to do in the next contract, whoever we look at, is that we mandate that the trash bill is to be paid by the homeowner. So even if you're renting a property out, that the bill has to go to the owner, because what happens when the people rent the properties out, we're seeing that they move out owing 2 months. I know a lot of people shaking their heads and they've seen the trash stack up at the street. The second thing is that it's mandated that the trash company pick up what's there so we don't have trash sitting at the street. The township will, I've worked on it before, we've got the okay through the prosecutor's office and everything else, and through Carrie Ritchie, that we will put it on the property owner's property tax. When that money comes in, then we would pay the trash hauler, whoever it may be. So,
I love local waste.
I got a question.
Okay.
With me, they don't pick up my trash and I'm the owner.
Right.
Do I go get billed anyway?
You're exempt. You've been exempt because your trash has been recycle everything.
You haven't been getting a bill, have you, Ed?
No.
No, you won't.
That's what I was wondering, but I got rental property.
Right.
And I shouldn't have to pay for their trash pickup.
Well, a lot of you add it onto their rent.
A citizens cannot keep this up.
You have to add it onto their rent.
Levies,
I got a couple renters that was in the hospital and they didn't pay their rent for a couple months.
Well,
and we suffered that.
And it's the same thing, Ed, is if you have a couple of renters that don't pay their trash bill for a few months or a few quarters, it just sits there, and then it makes Jim Stevens have to send out letters, and we get calls. So it's better for if you own property, you have to, that way you pay it.
That's responsible.
And then you add it onto the renter's monthly, to their monthly pay.
That sounds good, but it usually don't work.
That's right. I'll go with you, Ed.
Hey, Ed, whether it works or not, it's an Ohio revised code that the owner is responsible for the trash generated from each property.
Because you're responsible.
There's nothing that we can do as a board, nothing you can do as a homeowner. That's governed by the Ohio Revised Code. Each property owner is responsible for the trash on that property.
I guess we make the world go round.
So the best thing to do, if you have renters, you raise their rent, that amount of money, and that's how you get paid for.
It sounds good, but it usually don't work.
Well, can't help it, Ed.
Yeah. It's the law.
That's a law.
You make them pay up front for the trash bill.
Any questions from the audience?
I don't really have a question. I just have something to say.
Okay.
Our block watch, which is Westbrook Eastfield, always does National Night Out.
Right.
We're having a problem this year. We don't have enough people that we can get involved in it. We've tried. And so Chief Ryan, he was at the meeting on Monday, and he said, don't worry, we can get people to help you. that sounds all well and good, because every time we do have people that usually show up and we help, but that scramble and trying to get everything done, like, we work on it all year. We start around this time. So Byron said that if we would make a chart out of the jobs that we needed, which I did, that he would see that it got posted.
Okay.
And see that these jobs would get taken care of.
Okay.
I made up two. There's quite a few, and how many people we need.
And I will get with the Block Watch captains around the township?
Yes.
Give them your contact information?
We put our, Juanita's or my name. My name's Linda.
And then I'll have those Block Watch people get a hold of you.
Yeah, and anybody in a Block Watch that could help us. I mean, you know, we are asking for somebody to go out and get donations on different streets, but I mean, we're still going to work it and be the hub of it. Like, making sure that, you know, things are taken care of. The tents are there. People, you know, road crew always comes over and helps us so much. They're doing all that stuff. We're not asking for that. Or cooks. We always have our cooks. So we're not asking for any of this. And everybody that's always been involved, but we just can't do it this year. So we would like at least that chart be filled up at least three-fourths of the way by April 1st.
Okay.
Then we'll know exactly what we can do.
We'll put it up, and Byron can work on it. And maybe there's some other Block Watches around that will help join in with you. So, if there's anything else, Chief Smith? Any quick briefings? I think Les has already briefed everybody on your stuff.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yes.
We know she's there.
I was at lunch.
So if anybody got any questions for Chief Smith now, he's here. He can brief you in.
Okay.
Linda?
Okay.
Yes.
Have you considered, you know, I know National Night Out, sometimes some of the other Block Watches do their own little thing or in their community. Have you considered maybe seeing if you know, it's almost like the Cub Scouts, you have all of them together in different packs, maybe seeing if all of them would like to come together and join?
So that's what I just asked her.
Well, that's what Byron was telling, that maybe he could get some
But I mean, it wouldn't just be one particular area, so the people from other areas would come to where you have it, you know. So
yeah.
Franklin Township's National Night Out would all be at one place.
Right. That would be wonderful. We could do that. And like I said, we've done it this would be the 20th year. And Juanita wants to do this 20th year so bad. So we're trying to do it.
I'm sure if you talk to the pastor, there's people that live in the township and stuff like that. But I don't know, I'm kind of going out on a limb without asking him, but I know that the church potentially could probably have some volunteers or helpers.
Well, that's
too.
What Byron said. That's why I made
right.
two charts.
Byron's already
one
working.
For here.
Right. Yeah.
And Juanita and I have the chart too. We maybe get together and,
okay.
and see what we've got to come together, you know, and see what we have. I did make out two, so she could take one. To the
and then the messenger, we can always check with the messenger and see if they can always mention something.
They do every year.
Okay.
The messenger does put.
But if we start doing it early.
Okay.
Yeah. So
okay.
we do need quite a few people, I mean, to help out.
Could you say something
and,
to the secretary?
To get this together. We want to do it, but we just don't have enough people to be able to help us out.
Okay. Byron, you want to brief us on anything?
Well, we had a protest.
How'd that go?
It went well.
Good.
Thank God it rained.
Well, the rain came when it was almost over. There were probably 70, maybe 80 people. Very peaceful, no issues.
Where did it start? Where did it end?
It started at the church on El Paso, the big church. I think it's like 3330 or something like that. And they walked down to the academy where the State of the City address was being given by the mayor. So they walked down. They had an area designated where they could stand.
Mm-hmm.
Then they came back.
Nothing.
No incidents.
Okay.
Slapping somebody. Mm-hmm. Slapping.
Yeah. No. Nobody had to be slapped.
Any other questions, or anybody from the audience? I make a motion we adjourn.
I'll second it.
That's 35 minutes today.
I was trying, but you couldn't shut me up.
I could tell you were trying. Yeah.
John, Gary, he's only 30 minutes. Oh, yeah.
I did this way last time. I got off to the Iraq cross. So I went around and neighborhood.
I'm trying to swing in tomorrow.
I was waiting to see him. It's okay when it's on the fire side.
Did you restart your computer?
Yep.